Good morning to welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. Pleasure to have in the Spangler studio today Ben Kaufman and Tracy Jones. We're going to be talking about Oregon Coast Community College, success coaches, and many things and services OCCC provides to the community that is going to create a successful student, help students get enrolled and involved with Oregon Coast Community College. Just as a note, I am an OCCC student and have utilized OCCC many different times in my career, and I'm so grateful to have our community college and also a graduate of community college. Let's introduce our guests today. Ben Kaufman, you are the Associate Dean of Student Affairs. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm Ben Kaufman. I'm Associate Dean of Student Affairs at Oregon Coast Community College. I am also a community college graduate. I've been in the county for about 12 years, been at the college for 10 years.
All three of us have attended community college. Tracy, you've been on the program before.
Good morning. My name's Tracy Jones. I'm the student resource navigator at Oregon Coast Community College. I moved here 3 years ago from Montana, and I love the coast, and I think Oregon Coast Community College is one of the best schools I've ever worked at.
Such an asset. Ben, I just wanted to ask you, as the Associate Dean of Student Affairs, what is your day-to-day life like?
Sure. So my day-to-day life is mostly coming up with new ideas and new programs to help students succeed. So coming up with events, coming up with different policies that really help our students be successful and reach their career and college goals.
Tracy, so what's a snapshot like of your work every day?
Mine is a lot of joy and a lot of frustration. So students come to me when they are lacking basic needs and need access to food, housing, medical, things that are non-academic. Mm-hmm. And so it's really a joy when you can help provide those things. And it's kind of frustrating when you have to search pretty far and wide to find them.
Many years ago, when I decided to become a freelance business in Lincoln County, those classes that I took at Oregon Coast Community College were really instrumental in giving me the skills I needed to provide the services. Back in that day, if you'll remember, Ben, you probably remember where the college was, the main campus was, and now we have expanded, have these beautiful facilities. Just some thoughts on, you know, do we still have the situation where, you know, local residents or others maybe don't kind of realize how deep the assets are of OCCC?
Yeah, I think at times that is the case. We have a beautiful campus in South Beach. I do recommend that you come up and go to one of our events. We actually have on-the-spot admissions events all summer where our goal is to really help students take those first steps. We have success coaches there helping students. We have people from different departments helping students. And that's really an opportunity for people to come on up and take those first steps to become an Oregon Coast Community College student.
You know, I have a 12-year-old boy. When he becomes a high schooler, we can really begin talking to Oregon Coast Community College at that time and think about his transition through high school, taking college classes, and then transferring, you know, into OCCC or other institutions. Tell us about how this success coach model is there to serve the community.
One of those touch points would be great for your son. So we do have success coaches that go out to all the high schools in Lincoln County. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, Newport, Toledo, Taft, but also Siletz and Eddyville, the charter schools, Career Tech. So all the high schools in Lincoln County, we have success coaches going out to those schools on a weekly basis where that conversation can start. We can start talking about our early college program. So that's a program where students can start taking courses at the college. We can talk about dual credit. That's an opportunity for students to earn college credit while at their high school from their teachers there. Mm. So really start that college planning process while they're in high school.
Now, do success coaches follow the student in through their term as well?
Absolutely. So that same success coach that you're meeting with at the high school, that students are meeting with at the high school, then becomes their advisor at the college. So meeting about their academic plan, meeting about courses, meaning about troubles that they might be having academically, and following them through all the way through graduation.
Tracy, as a resource navigator, are you also sometimes working with the students, or do you mostly see older students?
Mostly I see the non-traditional students and get them started in the process, and then they then transition over to the success coaches. And then they come to see me when they have a need that needs to be filled that is not either financial aid or academic. Although I do also help students with financial aid in finding scholarships.
Okay.
I do a lot of searching for different scholarships that are available for non-traditional students, those that have been out of school for a while.
Okay.
And so I have a list of those, and I also do help them do applications for those scholarships, making sure that they meet all of the requirements to apply.
So we have Tracy Jones, Student Resource Navigator. Ben Kaufman is with us as well, Associate Dean of Student Affairs, Oregon Coast Community College. We're going to take our first break, and we'll be back on Connections in just a moment. Thanks for joining us today, Yucuna Bay Communications. We appreciate this opportunity to come to you countywide. Ben Kaufman with us, Tracy Jones, both with Oregon Coast Community College. And okay, so we're mid-July. Could you two help me understand, does our community college kind of have that traditional fall-spring model? Is it, 24/7? What is the general life cycle like for students?
We do have four terms. Fall does start around September. We are currently in summer.
Should you want to start now, though?
Yeah.
You have plenty of time for that fall term. So, we have quite a few weeks. You can come in and see a success coach. You can come and see Tracy. You have plenty of time to get that process started into September, really. So the term starts on September 19th.
If somebody's listening to us right now and thinking, hey, I want to shift careers, or I want to enhance my education, how do you suggest that process begins? And also, what do you see as maybe common misconceptions?
So the most common misconception is that they're too old to go back to school.
Okay. Right.
So once you kind of break that barrier, it gets a lot easier. But then a lot of them have to face filing out the federal financial aid, FAFSA, and it can be time consuming. And then, then they don't even know where else to look. And that's where I come in and help them. I'll help sit down one-on-one and help them file for their different financial aids that they're eligible for. Talk to them about their career path, what they'd like to do. Do they want to get a certificate? They want to get a transfer degree and then go on to university? Just how far do they want to go? And then once we have that all in place, I can transition them over to the success coach, who will be their advisor, help them actually set their classes for the terms that are upcoming. And then if they struggle in a particular subject, we can get them tutors, or we have labs that they can go in for, like math, which is a common one. And we are now accommodating different schedules. So even if they're still working full-time but want to go back, we do have some online classes. We have live stream classes. We have hybrid classes. We have night classes. So it is fully possible for somebody to still be working full-time and go back to school, upgrade their skills, or just get that certificate or degree that they've been dreaming about.
Ben, your point of walk onto some of these facilities and really get excited, because I remember that intimidation I felt, but the services to make you comfortable and realize that this institution is here to help you transform your life. With this whole concept of the great resignation, I mean, are you guys seeing folks really be at this pivotal point in their lives where they're deciding to shift gears?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. So we've had quite a few students come in and talk about, what is that next step for them? Career-wise, there's there's a lot of opportunities out there right now.
Yeah.
And you know, people are really looking at what might that be that next step or that different career that they might be interested in.
Tracy, as far as resources go, would you say it's generally easier than maybe people think to get resources to attend, you know, classes?
It definitely is easier than that kind of builds up to be this big blank wall that they don't know how to get around. Mm. So when they come to me, I know what the federal resources are, the state, the county, the local, in school itself. So that we just want to make sure they succeed. So having a centralized place with all those different resources that they can access makes that much easier for them.
So is it possible to, you know, start your education through financial aid and not have a whole lot of out-of-pocket cost? I mean, what are the financial requirements for a brand new student? I mean, is full financial aid available?
It can be through the different scholarships and federal aid that are available.
When we look at financial aid, what we're looking at is cost of attendance.
Right. Okay.
And what that includes is not only your cost for tuition and books and supplies, but it also includes those other living expenses. So as part of financial aid, many students receive financial aid over and above what they're paying the college, and they have that those extra funds to help them be successful. They can go towards rent, they can go towards
food,
and some of those other needs that they have.
If they need to maybe go to halftime, you know, in the work that they're doing, there would be the opportunity to help them pay for those living expenses.
Mm-hmm. Nice thing is once you get them enrolled in one program that will help them be successful, it generally opens up their ability to be enrolled in other programs.
Well, let's take a break. We'll come back and discuss this more. This is Tracy Jones, Ben Kaufman, Oregon Coast Community College. We'll talk more about how your local community college is here for you, and maybe you want to get enrolled now or this fall. So stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment. Thanks for joining us today on Lincoln County Connections every Thursday at 9 on Yquinabay Communications. Ben Kaufman, Associate Dean of Student Affairs, Tracy Jones, Student Resource Navigator. Now, you told me about this on-the-spot admissions, and it sounds very exciting. Are you saying then I could walk into campus and leave a couple hours later enrolled for fall?
Our next one is coming up August 2nd, and it begins at 3:30.
So we have staff on site, both at Lincoln City and at Newport, and those staff will help you fill out the application.
Okay.
They'll help you with financial aid, and the goal is really to get you registered for that first class.
So if you're listening to this now, on your break or your lunch, head over to Oregon Coast Community College. If I'm looking to September, when would we know what we could enroll in?
So it is actually out right now. First steps, we can definitely help you. You can call our main line, 541-867-8501. That's our student affairs main line. They will connect you with a success coach, and we can just get started.
Might there be some things to think about to be most prepared for your first appointments?
If you've already done some community college or university classes, it would be helpful if you had an unofficial, even transcripts of those classes.
Okay.
And then we can let you know which ones translate and unofficially translate. It has to go through the register to be official. But it does help us set your classes up. And so we don't want you to repeat something you've already done if it's not necessary.
Yeah. And Tracy, I contacted my community college and the University of Davis to get those transcripts. So that's one thing you can do if you've been a previous student. For those who have not had any college education, I mean, don't be intimidated.
We can make it easy for you as well.
Will you help reach out to the school to acquire that information, or do you tend to see the individual needing to contact the high school for any academic certifications?
They should definitely start with us, and we can definitely work with them to figure out how previous credits or even high school classes can help them get started.
Really, so many services you're describing that don't be intimidated. Just reach out, make the call, start the discussion. The coming months, do we just have some general opportunities? Any open houses on the horizon?
Yeah, like I said, the next one will be August 2nd at 3:30. So that's the first opportunity. You can also get a tour of the campus at that time if you want, which is kind of helpful. So you can see that it's not all that intimidating.
So we do have those events for the rest of the summer. Okay. And a great place to find those is to go online to our homepage at OregonCoast.edu.
Okay.
There is a link there that shows you when those events will be. We have another one coming up in August, and then we have still another in September. So plenty of events to come on down and get started.
Thank you, Ben, Tracy, for coming in and telling us about this opportunity. Appreciate the good work. Love the fact that we have an incredible institution like this in Lincoln County. So OregonCoast.edu, that's really a place to go to begin exploring this.
We just hope that Lincoln County residents will take advantage of this wonderful opportunity they have to advance their career or college goals.
Yeah, you guys are doing good things.
I'm just thinking that even if you're only looking to update current skills, a certificate is sometimes less than a year. That's a good place to start.
Now is the time to explore the future potential for our students, our high school students and returning students. Keep up the good work, you two. Please come back and see me. Keep us up to date on the opportunities at Oregon Coast Community College. Ben, Tracy, have a great day, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and thanks for listening today. We'll see you same time, same place next week on Lincoln County Connections.